As students in Anne Arundel County head back to school this week, all high school freshmen will be required to take a global citizenship course. WAMU's Dominique Maria Benessi explains it's the county's way of combating race and hate-based incidents in the community.
Back in January of 2017, Arundel High School students passed around a flyer
where the N-word was being used that was circulated in the cafeteria.
The school's principal, Gina Davenport, not only wanted to take disciplinary action against what she called a hate-based incident, but she also saw a larger problem.
We realized that there were a lot of feelings and concerns just about race relations and bullying and harassment within our school community.
Hate and race-based incidents were not just pervasive in the school. In the past 3 years, Ku Klux Klan flyers were distributed in the town of Lothian. Racial slurs were written on garbage cans, and nooses were hung in multiple locations, including Crofton Middle School. Most of these incidents were carried out by teenagers and young adults. According to the FBI, hate crimes increased by 34% between 2016 and 2017 in the predominantly white county. Davenport wanted to figure out how to combat these hate and race-based incidents. The school board granted her a 2-year pilot at Arundel High School to create and teach a cultural competency course to more than 1,000 freshmen.
And it's really come to be a great tool to teach students about civil discourse, and it's really taught empathy and integrity and how to express your opinions and your views in a proactive way while also listening to the views and opinions of other people.
Late last year, the county school board greenlit the program, and now it will be a required course for all freshmen. Eliana Anderson, a junior at Arundel High, was in the pilot class. She says after being adopted from an orphanage in the Ukraine when she was 6 years old by a police officer, she felt strongly supportive of law enforcement. Another student in Anderson's class strongly disliked police officers. This was in the midst of yet another police brutality incident making national headlines.
Kids would give me nasty looks. They would make nasty comments to me about my dad being a police officer. And because that class created an environment where we can actually sit down and we could respect each other's opinions, I found out why he didn't like the police officers. And he found out why it was so important to me because my dad is one.
Davenport says that's one of the major reasons to have the course.
We're living in a society today where every time you read the news, you were talking about putting people in one category or the other. And I think that kids need to understand what assumptions we make when we start to do that and when we start to divide.
But experts are reticent about the course being a requirement. Kimberly Moffitt, an associate professor at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, says while she champions the county's efforts,
it can be a double-edged sword.
On one hand, Moffitt says, if the course shows students how it can impact their lives as they enter the workforce or higher education, it can be a positive experience.
But there's also an inverse to that experience, that when institutions require a course that has something to do with cultural diversity, there's also a backlash.
Moffitt says that backlash comes from parents and students who are fearsome of change or the unknown. The important thing is that schools and institutions of higher learning are not just checking off a box, and that schools are not the only place to engage kids in cultural competency.
The idea of the African proverb of it takes a village is very realistic.
Anne Arundel County government and community organizations are also in the process of looking at ways to reconcile a history of slavery and Jim Crow laws. Back at the county schools, Gina Davenport says she's happy to have the community support for her program.
We don't want to opt out of the conversation. If we're going to solve the problem, it has to be a holistic approach. We all have to participate in the solution.
Other school districts around the state have started looking to potentially implement a similar program. For WAMU, I'm Dominique Maria Benessi.